Hey, podcasters. Before I get to the episode, I want to take a moment to address the June 24th Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. This decision stripped away the legal right to have a safe and legal abortion. Restricting access to comprehensive reproductive care, including abortion, threatens the health and independence of all Americans. This decision could also lead to the loss of other rights. To learn more about what you can do to help, go to choice.crd.co. That's choice.crd.co. And I encourage you to speak up on your podcast as well. Take care and spread the word. Hey, look, you made it back this far to episode number one. Okay, here we go. I didn't say this on the video, so hello and welcome to the first podcast Pontifications. I am Evo Terra. So if you're a podcaster, you likely have already heard and are well aware of the new Google's new foray into podcasting. This is by far Google's first attempt at podcasting. But as I have said in other formats, this I have a lot of faith in this attempt that Google is putting. It's more than an attempt. It is more than a, oh, we should do this thing too. It feels very, 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 very Google. So if I had to guess which one is going to hang around, well, it changed the way I say that. I assume this is the one that will continue. It'll certainly change because that's all we have in this world is change, but nonetheless, we will have change. Hi, Mom. Hey, Marshall. Google Podcasts. It is a big deal because it's Google. For the uninitiated, basically what has happened is Google now has a system by which they will be indexing properly podcasts into the search that is natively built into Google Android, the Android operating system. So, yes, Mother, I should call you. If you have an Android phone and you search through Google Assistant or just search on Chrome or just search the Android phone and you search for content for any given podcast, you will find it. You should find it. Google has said they've indexed over 2 million podcasts. Wow, 2 million. Compare and contrast that with Apple's 600,000 that Apple says exist inside of the Apple podcast slash iTunes store. So Google has somehow found a 3.5x number of podcasts, which there have been some speculations as to why the number is so big. I think many of those speculations get it wrong, but I won't get into that. That's not what I want to talk about today. What I want to impress upon you podcasters that might be watching the show is that Google Podcasting is here. It's here to stay, at least in its current format, for a while. We do fully expect to see it expand into different formats. So it's not going anywhere. If your podcast isn't yet listed in Google Podcasts, you're doing something wrong. You should do that. You should be listed in at least three places, I would suggest today. Obviously, Apple Podcasts, it's still where some 60% of all podcast consumption happens. You should be listed on Spotify. Just heard the latest numbers from Libsyn. It's a little over 6% of all downloads are taking place inside of the Spotify ecosystem. And then there's Google Play, which we don't know what the number looks like yet because it's really, really brand new. But just based on the fact that it is natively built into the OS, some of it, natively built into the OS of Android, sort of, it will continue to grow and continue to dominate. So, what is, Spence, Laura, Nicole, Spencer, that's a long name, asked the question, is this Google's response to iTunes? It's Google's finally understanding podcasting and realizing that they can Google their way into podcasting. On the surface, sure, it looks a lot like Apple Podcasts / iTunes in the fact that there is a directory, but it's very different. Apple Podcasts relies completely on human curated lists, and Google's not going to do that. They're definitely going to be algorithming. So that's what they do. But that's not what I want to talk about, the hows and the whys and the wheres. Here's the thing. Even if you do not use Google Podcasts today, if you are a hardcore podcaster, you have your favorite app, you know exactly what you want it to be, you know what podcasts should be, and you like the way that things work, yeah, I'm not talking to you. If, however, you are a podcaster who has a favorite app and a favorite way you think people should listen to your podcast, you should pay close attention to my pontification about Google Podcasting, because this is not about you, hardcore podcast listener who already has a favorite app, fine. Enjoy. That's not what I'm talking about. Podcasters, A, be listed on podcast, on Google Podcast. But B, what I think you should do is I think you should push people to Google Podcasts. I know. More importantly, I think you should devalue the amount of pushing you do towards Apple Podcasts for new listeners. I don't think you should compel your current subscribers to change what they're listening on, because that's stupid. Let people listen on whatever they want to listen on. But for your webpage, either for your podcast itself or for your individual episodes, I think, and this is me pontificating right now, that you should be pushing Apple Podcasts. That's what I think. I think the number one thing you should show to people when they hit your page, well, clearly you want them to listen, so if you don't have a media player on your podcast page, you're doing something wrong out of the gate. But I think you should say, are you new to podcasting? Click this button. Because chances are the person who is looking at your page is on an Android phone. There are five times as many Androids as there are iOS devices. Five times as many. So there is a five times greater chance the person who is viewing your content is sitting on an Android than on an iPhone or Windows phone, whatever. One. There's also a very good chance they're mobile. I mean, if you haven't checked your statistics of your website, you should already know most of your viewers, unless you're doing something really odd, are going to be mobile. So they're on a mobile device, chances are, and chances are that device is Apple. And also chances are, they may not be into the whole podcasting system that us geeky podcasters are deeply into. So they need an easy, accessible interface, and it's not perfect. It's not 100% native. It's not like iOS and the Apple Podcasts app, which there's some good things about that. But it is a very Google and a very Android-esque experience. All they have to do is click, and that will automatically, depending on whether it's installed or not, it'll tell through the process and they'll be listening right away. It's wonderful. For those people who are using Android who do not already have a podcast listening application of preference. That's a pretty tall order for podcasters like me, especially podcast strategists like me who manage a dozen or so podcasts. I need to go in and make changes or recommend changes to all of my clients so that their podcast subscription page, subscribe, listen to my show, and their individual episode page is podcast, that is Google Podcast Forward. I think it's incumbent upon us podcasters who care about the ecosystem, who want to see it grow, who want Google to achieve their made-up, let's double the number of podcast listeners by the end of 2018. I think we have to do some work to make that happen, not because we need to help forward Google's interest. The company makes $30 million of profit every single quarter. No, excuse me, $30 billion of profit every single quarter, so they don't need our help to make them more profitable. But this is the best entry outside of Spotify. Spotify was cool, but I think Google Podcasts is even bigger because it is the greatest thing that could expose our media format to the largest number of brand new listeners in a way to let them actively subscribe to content. As much as I love Spotify, Spotify is a tough sell because A, it's a music platform, and B, the idea of subscribing, it's a little odd. You know, Spotify is very much a search and build your own playlist and that kind of stuff. They're not used to having, at least I don't think they're used to having, subscribe to an artist and get their newest, greatest stuff. So, but with Apple Podcasts, with Google Podcasts, it's also, they're not used to subscribing, but they'll get it pretty quickly. I think that exposure process could happen in a big way. So I'm terribly excited. And it's what I think. I think, and somebody can feel free to disagree with me on this, but I think the best thing for us podcasters to do, and I'm going to do it today. I'm going to eat my own dog food here, and once I get some editing done, and once I get a business meeting accomplished out of the way, but I believe the afternoon I'm going to spend retweaking, because I didn't spend enough time on Saturday, retweaking my website for the little podcast that Sheila and I do just for fun, Shivo versus the First World, shivo.wtf/podcast, if you haven't listened to that. I'm going to reorganize that so that I put Google Podcast first and foremost. And I'm either going to totally change it the way I do it, or somehow, it's probably going to piss off Apple, but I kind of don't care. I may actually remove the branding for Apple Podcasts and just provide links. Maybe. I haven't decided if I'm going to do that or not. That may be too bold of a step. But, you know, the idea behind that podcast page is none of my listeners currently are over there, or those that are clearly haven't gone through the suggested method of subscribing on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or Spotify. So I suppose if I just put that out there as this is how you listen, this is how the preferred method of listening, click this and it's all fine and good, and then underneath something else will happen. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. That's what I'm thinking. But I do know, at least my assumption this morning as I sat down to record this and wanted to talk about something, was I do know that my recommendation, strong recommendation to all podcasters out there, is that you lead with a Google Podcast. All right, so Spence wants to sum something up. Oh, hang on. That's a very long comment. I have to click see more to see that one. So, I'm recommending that podcasts request our listeners to rate and download. God, no. No, 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 no. Spence, no. Stop. Stop. I am suggesting that on your podcast website, on your podcast website, on your episode pages, that you devalue, no, change the way I say that, on your website, on your podcast's website, on your podcast episode page, you should go first, let people easily listen by having an embedded media player. I like the one that Radio Public puts out, by the way. One. Two, you should encourage all people on that page, on those pages, to listen on Google Podcasts, because chances are they have an Android phone that they're viewing that page on right now. You can also, and probably should, put links to Apple Podcasts and Spotify. But you should encourage people who are on your web page, you should encourage subscription on Google Podcasts. Inside of your show, honestly, I don't care what you say. That's a different conversation. I do not, however, think you should try and get your listeners, your current listeners, to switch. That's dumb. Let your listeners listen where they want to listen. If someone writes you or calls you and says, I hate this particular thing, what should I get? Then you can recommend Apple Podcasts. But telling someone to switch to Apple, excuse me, then you can recommend Google Podcasts. But telling someone to switch is not a good idea, because there's no need to do that. This is about attracting new people, growing your audience, not rearranging deck chairs, right? Push new people to this way is a very, 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 very good idea. Not your current listener base. Now, I'll get more into what we should do for inside of the audio. First off, I don't believe that people who are currently listening on a device need encouragement of what to do. They're already listening. So when we tell them to, here's where you can subscribe to the show, it's kind of dumb, right? You should push that on the webpage, because that's where they're really listening and they have an action to it, right? If they've already walked away and they're listening, you're kind of out of control on where the subscription's actually happening. So, I don't think I have a recommendation yet to what to say. I know that I'm changing mine. I used to say, don't forget to subscribe and rate the show, but people don't actually do that. I don't know if you've noticed this, but they don't really take the time to do that. Yes, asking helps. Yes, some do. Statistically, tiny number actually do. I don't know what Google's doing for ratings and reviews. I kind of don't care. It's a whole new ballgame. It's a whole new ballgame with Google. So your current playlist of what you may think works for Apple Podcasts / iTunes may not function for Google Podcasts. We need to go a different way. We need to go a totally different way. There was another comment that came in here from Daniel Wood. Daniel Wood is an author. I've released some of his books on Podiobooks.com. Those are all now on Scribble. Let's see what he has to say. He's got another novel. Great, great, wonderful. Happy to help you, Daniel. Thank you very much for writing. Hope the good luck on the next book that you have coming out. In the chat discussion here on the Facebook Live is Don Burnside. Don is also a longtime podcaster. He and I share the exact same birthday. Happy birthday, you old man, you. Don says he likes the recommending me of Google Podcasts. Yay, Spotify filled that need for the Android folks. Yes. The bulk of my listeners are iOS anyway. Your bulk of your current listeners are iOS. Yes, because the bulk of everyone's show is iOS. But you're right. This will reach those who haven't subscribed or downloaded a podcast app in Android, which is what we need. There are still a vast, growing, huge number of people out there who have never sampled a podcast. Never? That's the pile you go for. That's the group you're trying to get into, and Apple Podcast has a new entry into that we need to get to. That is why I'm recommending, in case you missed it, in case you're joining me right now, let me wrap it up for you. If you have a podcast, your podcast page should heavily favor Google Podcasts. Heavily. More so than Apple Podcasts. More so than Spotify. More so than Subscribe on Android Link. More so than Overcast. More so than anything else. If you are a podcaster, your podcast page and your episodes, each of those pages, should heavily favor Google Podcasts. Because it won't impact your current listeners one bit. One bit. But new people who happen to discover your content, who happen to discover your web page for your podcast or your episodes, my suggestion is put your Google Podcasts badge with your link directly on there. If you don't know how to do that, Google is your friend. Or you can pay me to do it, I guess, if you really, really wanted to. I've done it for all of my clients. Well, I haven't done what I'm talking about today, but all of my clients are in Google Podcasts or in the process of being there because of the changes we're making. But I have a funny feeling that the rest of this week will be spent, or a good portion of this week will be spent, making those changes to their websites. But I'm going to do mine now. Well, I'm going to do mine this afternoon. I've got a couple of, like I said, I've got some production work to do. I've got some new clients onboarding I've got to get accomplished, and then a business meeting over lunch. But I will do it in the afternoon. Yeah, what do I expect? Very good question. What do I expect to have happen? Well, I would expect to see more plays inside of Google Podcasts if I am pushing this. My web pages don't get a huge amount of traffic. Here's the thing. Most podcasts' web pages don't get a huge amount of traffic. They don't. I mean, we podcasters in general, speaking generally, don't produce really good content that Google wants to index already. So we're not getting a lot of keyword search traffic to our podcast pages, typically. Certainly there are some that do, but typically speaking, there's not a lot because it's just not well indexed. So regardless, the low number aside, I should still expect to be able to log into Libsyn, which is the hosting company that I use for the most of my clients, and see Google Podcasts show up as a user agent for some of my shows. That's what I'll be checking for. Libsyn just today, from what I understand, announced that they were now starting to track. We'll find out if that's true. Dan Lewis just joined, another longtime podcaster and full of great podcasting advice. So we'll see how that actually works. Daniel, have you seen Google Podcasts show up in Libsyn? I know you and I were chatting about it this weekend while we were watching Todd Cochran and Rob Greenlee talk about Google Podcasts with Zach. But I'm curious if you have actually seen any of those downloads come on. I haven't, but I heard Rob this morning, Rob from Libsyn, say that they were now adding them, so that's good news. So again, to recap, my recommendation, if you are an existing podcaster and you have a podcast page and you have podcast episode pages, you should, right now, make the Google Podcasts /link the most prevalent subscribe option on your page. Yes, above Apple Podcasts, above Spotify. I should jump in and caution, right? If you have a specialized niche and you know that that's not your best move, fine, do that. But generally speaking, push the Google Podcasts badge first. Because, again, chances are the person looking at your page isn't listening to podcasts, is using an Android phone, not an Apple. And, yeah, that's it. We're using a mobile device, we're using an Android device, and isn't currently listening. So, click. If they don't have it installed, which it's semi-native, it'll automatically push a bunch of buttons and say, your show plays. Your show plays. I don't have to install an app and then go back and search and find it. So, again, my recommendation. And if you're a podcaster out there and you... Okay, thank you, Daniel J. Lewis, for the confirmation. They said they had done it, but maybe they just haven't processed it yet. So again, my recommendation. Sharon, my recommendation is we push Google Podcasts over Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I'm saying that to Sharon loudly because she's a client, and I haven't told her that yet because I just came on this live thing to talk about that, to make sure that I still think I'm correct. Now, I know there's a couple of podcasters in here, Daniel J. Lewis, Don Burnside, Paul Puri, who've been podcasting also like me for a long time now. No one's jumping in saying, you're a moron, Evo, so either you're afraid of me or you see the wisdom in that which I'm saying. Let's push Google Podcasts for new people, not existing subscribers, new people who haven't yet listened to your show, who are likely looking at your podcast page or your episodes page. Maybe social? Sure. Why not push it socially? At least a note that said, hey, did you know you can listen to my show on Google Podcasts? Now, one thing about that to understand is that currently the Google Podcast link, which is unique to your show, if you don't know how to get it, again, Google is your friend, or you can pay me to find it for you. The social share is terrible. Terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. So just watch out for the fact that when you do share something on Twitter, on Facebook, that social share card for Google Podcast is atrocious. So Sharon asked the question, why should she push to new people for Google? Because new people, I think that the Google Podcast app is of the lowest barrier to entry for brand new people who haven't currently listened to a podcast. Chances are, if they're on your website, they're probably on mobile, they're probably on an Android device, and they probably aren't currently listening to podcasts. It is a one-click way for all Android users who have never listened to podcasts to easily get into it. That doesn't mean you should change your current subscribers or talk about it on your show as the preferred way to do it. There's no real bonus or brownie points for doing this. This is strictly for new people to give them the easiest way, the best chance of them actually listening and continue to listen. Let's push Google Podcasts. I think it's the right idea. Google Podcasts is what you should be pushing on your website, on your episode pages. Not that you should remove access to anything. I mean, you have to have a link to Apple Podcasts for iOS people. You have to have a link for Spotify because people are on Spotify that listen. You have to have an exposed RSS feed. All of those things have to continue. But the one that you should push, don't know what you're doing? Click here. And that click here should be the Google Podcasts link. Not Google Play, not that terrible thing, but the new Google Podcasts app. That's what I think. And hopefully you think you should do that too. All the other podcasters in here, Daniel gave me a whole bunch of thumbs up and hearts, and Don was tempted to call me a moron because we call each other morons all the time. That's it, kids. That's my pontification on Google Podcasts. If you are a podcaster, put Google Podcasts first on your webpage and your episodes pages so that more people get there. The end. Thank you very much for watching me. I'll be back and do this again mañana. Maybe this time. Maybe I'll do a little later in the day as opposed to my 7:30 wake up and just tell you when I haven't even figured out what the hell I'm doing. Anyhow, if you like this particular live video I did, I would love hearts and shares and tell me thanks, right? You can email me. You know how to find me. I'm not that hard. I'm easy, right? How many Evo Terras are there? Me. That's it. So, thanks again for watching, everyone. Again, if you're just now joining me, like Robin is, Google Podcasts should be pushed primarily on your website and your episode pages. Google Podcasts. Google Podcasts. Great suggestion for Don if you need to emulate the Android. I have a cheap-ass Android phone. that I use as my testing that I bought in Australia because I broke my iPhone at the time. Yeah, it's invaluable. Got to have one. Got to have one. So, all right, guys, more tomorrow. Thanks very much for hanging in there. Again, if you love it, tell a friend. If you think I'm an idiot and you missed telling that live, go ahead and leave it in the comments. I'm willing to debate anyone. Pretty good. So, fair warning on that one. Thanks again for watching. Dan, Don, all the other people, all the other podcasters, Paul, all those who are inside of here, thank you guys very, very much for hanging out. So, I will be back next week. No, not next week. Tomorrow. the next day. And we'll talk more about this. Thanks again for watching, guys. Again, Evo Terra, thanks. Bye.
While Americans overwhelmingly support the right of an individual to make their own decisions about abortion, unfortunately, that right is no longer protected everywhere in the U.S. The Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade on June 24th. Abortion is a basic healthcare need for the millions of people who can become pregnant. Everyone should have the freedom to decide what's best for themselves and their families, including when it comes to ending a pregnancy. This decision has dire consequences for individual health and safety and could have harsh repercussions for other landmark decisions. Restricting access to comprehensive reproductive care, including abortion, threatens the health and independence of all Americans. Even if you live in a state where abortion rights are upheld, access to safe medical procedures shouldn't be determined by location, and it shouldn't be the privilege of a small few. You can help by donating to local abortion funds. To find out where to donate for each state, visit donationsforabortion.com. That's donations, the number 4, abortion.com. If you or someone you know needs help, or if you want to get more involved, here are 5 resources. 1, Shout Your Abortion is a campaign to normalize abortion. 2, Don't Ban Equality is a campaign for companies to take a stand against abortion restrictions. 3, abortion.cafe has information about where to find clinics. 4, PlanCPills.org provides early at-home abortion pills that you can keep in your medicine cabinet. And 5, choice.crd.co has a collection of these resources and more. We encourage you to speak up. Take care and spread the word.